Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So theoretically, pastors aren't necessarily supposed to have a favorite chapter of the Bible. Kind of like, theoretically, parents aren't supposed to have favorite children. Right? Emily, you're my favorite daughter. But I have to tell you that Luke chapter 15 is my absolute favorite chapter in the Bible. I think this is the gospel in one single chapter. It's a story about being lost and about being found. The two parables today help us to get to the prodigal son parable that we'll hear about next week. When Emily was about four, so Sam would have been right about one, I thought I had lost her. We were I was getting ready to take her to preschool and go to work and drop Sam off at the babysitter's. I loaded him up. I had my computer bag. Emily was right behind me. He was still in his car seat. Got to the car, put my car bag in, put Sam in, and I turned around, and she was nowhere. I'm like, oh, no, where did she go? Now, she liked to play hide-and-seek at that time, so I went into the house, not really thinking about it, called out, Emily, Emily, come on, it's time to go. We are on time, after all. Let's go. And she wasn't there. I went back out to the car thinking maybe she had gone in to the car while I was inside the house. Looked out, she's not in the car. Now I start to get a little bit anxious, right? I have no idea where she's at. I go back into the house, I look under the beds, I call down into the basement, I open up the cupboards because she liked to hide in there. No Emily. I start thinking, what do I do? I don't know where she is. I've looked everywhere. So I go out and I look across the field and I'm starting to wonder, did a car come by and I didn't notice? Like what? Where is she? She's not across the field. I go down to the right of our house and she's not there. By now I've got my phone out wondering, should I call 911? And I went to the left of the house where we were on a corner, went to the left of the house and turned the corner and there she was. She was picking dandelions. In that moment, it didn't matter to me why she had wandered away. It didn't matter to me what she had been thinking. I was just so happy that I had found her. I was so happy. That is the story of the shepherd and the lady, the woman who lose the sheep and the coin today. The shepherd has 99 sheep. He has 100 sheep. 100 sheep and one wanders away. Does he ask, sheep, why did you wander away? No. These two parables are all about the action of the people who lost something. The shepherd immediately goes out to search for the lost sheep. He goes out immediately, leaves the others behind. Hopefully he had like a co-shepherd. He leaves everything to find that lost sheep. Never once asking, what did you do to get yourself lost? And isn't that a question we like to ask people? What did you do to get yourself lost? Or maybe we like to ask it of ourselves. Amen? Aaron, what did you do? What did I do? They don't care. The woman who realizes that she's lost one coin lights a lamp, turns everything upside down. She sweeps her house. And when she finds it, she calls her friends. She is so excited to have found this lost coin. She calls her friends and asks them to rejoice with her. Because each sheep and each coin is perfect for those who have lost it, is unique, is needed, is wanted, is loved. Not once in my search for Emily did I think, I've still got Sam. Although maybe as she gets closer to being a teenager. Not once did I think, I've still got Sam. That's how God looks at us. This is a story about how God, our Father, comes to search for us. Now, Martin Luther says that we should view Scripture through the lens of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but will have eternal life. When we look at these two parables through that lens, this is a story about how God seeks us out. God has given everything to come and find us when we're lost, when we're wandering. Next week, we'll talk about the prodigal son and what we need to do to repent and turn our lives around. But for now, we just get to hear that God seeks us out. God comes to us when we get lost. God comes to us when we're wandering away. God comes to us so that we, in turn, can come to God. We are already forgiven before we repent. We are already found before we are lost, because God comes to us in all the good times and all the bad times. God knows right where we are. Now, in wilderness survival training, they tell you, if you get lost, what should you do? Stay put, right? If you get lost, stay put. When we get lost, at least, okay, I'll own it. When I feel like I'm lost, I fill my life with a lot of stuff. As if continually being busy and busy and busy and busy makes me unlost somehow. When we're lost, when we don't know exactly where God is, when we feel like we're wandering around in the wilderness or stuck under the couch cushions as a coin, the best thing we can do is to pause. To pause and pray and to rest in the knowledge that God comes to us, that God seeks us out. I don't know what you do in your life when you feel lost or distant from God, but I invite you to think about that this week, to spend some time in prayer so that when you do those things, for me being busy, extra busy, but when you do those things, to remind yourself to pause and pray and let the Lord come to you, as He surely will. Amen.